All right. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Anyone who's excited about that stuff. It's also, I guess, Valentine's Day too. So anyone's got those double plans this evening?
It's a Mantine's Day.
Mantine's Day.
Yeah, it's for the boys today.
So Banging Beers back again. episode 151, right?
Yes.
I keep losing track. Today we are featuring some Brewfire beers from Taneytown, Maryland that Bob picked up on a trip a few weeks ago. So we'll be talking about that a little bit, his trip to the brewery. We got some beer news of Billy and some road trip with Rosa. And Pops, welcome back.
Thanks.
We got Pops Tony Sr. hanging out today.
All right, well, let's get, once again, this is not me throwing shade, but if you're listening to the show for a while, me and Stouts don't get along. So we're going to crack our first show beer while Andy's cracking the first. I'm very excited for this one, though, because I am a huge Gertrude Hawk chocolate fan. So when this got announced on Instagram by Breaking Brewing Company, we got really excited. You drove up. You have a cool story to tell. But before we do that, I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in. I want to thank our Patreon people. So we do have just to pay some of the bills here. You can head over to iwepnetwork.com. Go to the links below. You can follow us on there, grab some merchandise, or you can subscribe to our Patreon. It's $1 to $25, or you can make your own price. That helps pay some of the bills. We get some new equipment with it. Anything over $10 is a chance to win a free T-shirt every month. And anyone who does from last month to this month, the end of this month, gets a chance to win a one-of-one Bangin' Beers can, koozie, colster.
Yeti. So this is a one-of-a-kind. We have until the end of February. We'll begin it 1st of March. We're going to pull names out of our Patreon, and someone's going to win this bad boy.
Yeah, and we all want it. So, but we want to thank Ryan Vox, David S., Brett B., well, Brett Squared, sorry, Bridget M., Andrew H., Greg R., Heidi B., Ryan G from the Fueled by Hops podcast. Thank you, man. Kelly from Crystal Mountain Healing, Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Brad Zalonis, Hyreth in Other Words podcast, and JH. So thank you all for your support. There are some names on there. You're like, wait, aren't they on the show? They are not eligible for any winning. So just full transparency. You guys can't win shit. Sorry.
That's fine.
All right. If you are tuning in, the live chat is open. If you have a beer, if you want to pregame with us before the big game, tell us if you're excited about it. Who do you have going? Who's winning? Who we rooting for? Who we pulling for? Are you excited for the halftime show? There's a lot of cool stuff to talk about. So join us in the chat. Really, really pumped for these beers, man, Bob. I can't wait to find out how exactly you came about them. First off, right off the bat, their beer names are fucking excellent. Oh, yeah. Some of the best beer names ever. We're suckers for beer names. So yeah, you guys already win that category decisively.
So this first show beer we got is from Pop's trip to Breaker Brewing up in, which you didn't go to the Wooksbury one, so which one did
Archbald.
You go to? Archbald. So yeah, this is a dark chocolate raspberry smidgen stout. So anyone from the area knows Gertrude Hawk, the smidgens. What we got, Bob?
Actually, this is pretty new. They just released this on Friday. There is no real write-up on it. It's the dark chocolate raspberry smidgen stout from the Breaker Brewing Company. It's considered a pastry stout. It comes in at 7.6%. It has been logged in a total of 33 times.
There it is. Put it in your list, Bob.
Yep. It has one friend log in, which I'm assuming is sitting at the end of the table here. Because he's my highlight, too.
There's their write-up on Facebook.
Okay. I turned Bob up here.
Cupid's sights are set on you this Friday. Gertrude Hawk Chocolates and Breaker Brewing Company present Dark Chocolate Raspberry Smidgen Stout, just in time for Valentine's Day. Two of Northeast PA's favorites have teamed up once again to bring you this extra special liquid dessert. Dark Chocolate Raspberry Smidgens meet our dark, chocolatey sweet stout to create a beer worth sharing with your favorite sweetheart. Available this Friday, February 11th, 2022 at 4 p.m. in 16-ounce four-packs at both of our locations, at Breaker Brewing in Wilkes-Barre Township and a Breaker Brewing Outpost in Archbald. We'll also have boxes of dark chocolate raspberry smidgens for sale so you can taste the delicious inspiration.
It's crazy living in Pennsylvania, and we have Hershey and Gertrude Hawk like in the same territory, and they're both fantastic chocolates.
Yep.
When you think Pennsylvania, boy, you think chocolate, right? That's
Gertrude Hawk is chocolate, though.
Yeah. I mean, they're both really good, but smidgens are have been a staple in our household for a very, very long time.
forever.
Box of chocolate peanut butter smidgens came in the house.
Oh, dude, those
they don't have a chance.
Those are the caramel ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No chance. All right, let's get this first. This is our show beer. This is not part of the lineup. So if this is your first time tuning in, we pick the beer of the night of the show, and that's only when we do the first four beers. Show beers are just ones we kind of just do.
We'll sip and talk about.
Sip and talk about as we're going. But I'll probably do my.
Yeah, I think you're gonna like this.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very, very, it's not overpowering on the strawberry. It's nice and chocolatey.
Wow. So
I don't get any coffee out of it.
No. Maybe a hair on the toe, like a little bit of a roasty coffee, but it's more of the dark chocolate. This is really good.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. I was going to stop down last week we got the snow?
Yeah.
Last weekend we got snow. And I was planning on stopping in last weekend. And then, of course, we got snow, and I didn't want to take a chance driving down from upstate New York. So I postponed it, thinking it was the one and only chance I would have an opportunity to try them. And then I saw their Facebook post where they were coming out with the cans and for this Friday. So I headed on south, coming to PA for the weekend. And partway down, I decided to stop in Archbald, because it was about 30 minutes closer to my travels from New York. Thankfully, I did, because they were at 4:05. They were already lined up out the door. And as we're getting closer, I could see the stack of cases going down and down and down. And a few of us start talking in line. How many are you getting? How many are you getting? And we kind of all agreed we won't overbuy, because they gave a one case limit. I was going to buy a case. But then we all kind of decided to cut back a little bit so others in line can get some as well.
That's a good move. I like that.
I wanted to get more. 6 4 packs, but I only got 4. So here's our taste of the dark chocolate raspberry smidgen stuff.
I haven't been to Breaker in a while. They have fantastic. The one in Wilkes-Barre anyway is fantastic. I'm sure the other ones.
I think the last time we had them on the show is we had that Pilsner. We got a Pilsner from them.
Another thing, and I don't know if they do it at the Outpost too, but at the original brewery in Wilkes-Barre Township, every Saturday they always have a cask beer too.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and that's
I fell in love with Breaker because they did a 5-beer lineup, and it was all the Breakfast Club characters. I was like, oh my God. Once again, pop culture and beer. I love it. Yeah. I'm a fan.
But, you know what else they do? As part of their food menu, they have a Middlesworth barbecue mac and cheese.
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I always wanted a Middlesworth barbecue, like a dry rub on wings.
Yeah. Someone does a wing. Yeah. I forget who does a Middlesworth barbecue wing.
Like a dry rub. Yeah. All right. Well, let's crack our first one here.
So we got our first one here from Brewfire. So this is, and right onto the 80s pop culture, we got Jake Ryan's Porsche. It's 16 ounces of candles, which is a red IP. It's that the Jake Ryan's Porsche is the name, but I like on each of these cans, it says something different after the 16 full ounces. But this is of candles, obviously, because of 16 candles. But then this is a red IPA, which I think is we've talked about before is an underserved.
Wait, but we don't crack it. I want to check something. Okay. No secret messages. Some breweries put little secret messages when they put
their just straight on the label
when they put the beer stamp on the bottom.
So I guess while we crack this, Bob, you want to tell us about this brewery?
Yeah. So
and your trip down.
So real quick, we probably should be better with this, but we don't really post until like a couple hours before the show. We're trying different things out, but it worked because you guys are on your social media game, and you actually shared it to your Facebook, which is super cool. So I hope if you are watching because you are seeing this for the first time because of the brewery, thank you for the share. It means a lot. We're trying to grow, and all that kind of great stuff helps out. So their question was, where are these boys from and how do they find our beer? So Bob is going to fill you in there.
So we're from Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, which is familiar to most people in the beer world as it's the home of Yingling. Yingling Brewery in Pottsville is, 5 miles down the road from where we're sitting right
now? Yeah, 5-10 miles. Minutes? Miles?
Yeah, well, yeah. We tend to measure in minutes.
Yeah.
It's kind of both.
As the crow flies.
Yeah.
The missus and I, we road trip for breweries and fancy bars and restaurants regularly. It's pretty routine for us to travel into Maryland, New Jersey, Delaware, any state that borders us pretty regular. Was it maybe a month ago when we did Gettysburg?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were actually at Fourscore in Gettysburg, and we crossed the Mason-Dixon down because Taneytown is just minutes away. And we stopped in. We were probably there for at least, it might have been even more than an hour. And we had a nice discussion with several of the patrons and the bartender.
You said the bartender was fantastic, right?
Yes.
Do you remember her name?
Unfortunately, no, I don't.
But, give her a description. Let's see. If she was to rob a bank, what did she look like?
I'm pretty sure that I have a picture of her posted from our trip. But in the course of discussing being on a podcast and stuff, when we got ready to go, she went into the cooler. And she handpicked these and said, as long as we were going to review them on the show, that they were on the house.
Oh, that's super cool. That's awesome, so thank you, whoever that was. And we hope you picked good ones. We're super excited. So we have Jesse Johnson watching. And immediately following, Dave says, go away, Jesse. You don't have to leave. You know, Jesse, you can hang out. Central PA Beer Tours on YouTube says, cheers.
Cheers.
They are overflowing the chat saying it was Renee. Yeah, so...
Thank you, Renee. You
Renee, awesome. Renee, you're a superstar. Fire. Yeah, and it says Renee the best. So Wayne in the chat. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. So all right, Jake, I'm so excited for this. What's a happen?
This is awesome.
What's a happening? Hot stuff. Oh boy,
are you doing that in your show beer? Or...
I guess so.
Look what you did, Tony. You poured that in here. At least there's no more stout left in it. I guess.
Yeah, I had to read. I got really excited for the 16 candles. I went a little hard in the paint.
What do we got, Bob? You got the description up? But yeah, so this is a nice red IPA.
It is.
This is a minimal description, but so this is Jake Ryan's Porsche from Brewery Fire of Taneytown, Maryland. It's classified as a red IPA. It comes in at 5.75 ABVs. This has only been checked in 26 times. I have zero friend check-ins. It averages a 4.02 out of those 26. And the write-up is short and to the point. A super crushable red IPA. Its flavor profile is listed as malty, hoppy, bitter, sweet, and crushable.
I could drink this all day.
Yep.
Yeah. This is awesome. It's got that nice maltiness of a red IPA. And
They said, can you tell for the Brewery Fire showed up in the chat? 100%. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming and hanging out with us.
This rocks.
Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah.
These red ales, red IPAs, we're kind of on a kick right now because there's a brewery by us that we love, Trogues, and they came out with their double nugget nectar and their nectar, which is like a red ale, and that's kind of our jam right now. So
we're
kind of
like, hey, we like the love the haze, but like we're so excited that like red and black IPAs are starting to make a comeback.
Lagers and pilsners. Oh,
yeah,
we want all that.
Renee's one for one on.
Yeah, Renee, she's killing the game.
Thank you, Renee.
I almost made an inappropriate joke about Renee in underwear because 16 candles didn't mean 16 candles. Where he asked us to have her underwear so he could show the boys. But we won't do that joke, even though I kind of just did. All right.
Way to go, Tony.
Also, we're going to try something new on the show today. We have a local rum, I guess, we're going to try out and do a shot. Bob is just murdering us.
All right. Yeah. We're starting the day off right. So what do you think, Pops?
I like this. The flavor profile is spot on. I like the maltiness to it. The hops, I can pick up a little bit of the hops, and certainly crushable. I just shut my phone off.
No, we don't do scores anymore.
We don't do scores anymore.
So if you want to check out
us
our scores.
On Untapped, if you want to
check us out over on Untapped. Untapped, MCFD Tony, and check out my score.
If you just type in Bangin' Beers Podcast Anthony, you can follow me, and I tag every single person on the table. They're Untapped. So you can follow us, hang out, and we can become Untapped friends.
And I 90% of the time forget to check my beers in. So
you may
or may not see my scores.
This is me keeping myself honest by trying to be better with Untapped.
That's right.
Bob's the Untapped master here.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, but this is fantastic.
No, I like it.
I would buy a case of it.
Yeah. And it's a low enough ABV too that you can have them all day.
Oh yeah. They nailed that with it being crushable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So one of the things here, if you do follow us on Untapped, we try to protect the four. That's our motto. If you're a four or over, we re-enjoy it. 2.5 to 3 is like, it's a good beer. Anything under 2 is like, we'll probably never do that again.
Not for me.
Yeah. And then obviously the coveted 5, you know.
Yes.
Because we're
like Miller High Life.
Yes. And Lord Chesterfield Ale. But we are a 2-star podcast looking for that 5-star beer. That is our shtick.
That's our tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bob, tell us about the brewer itself. What was the food like? What all got going on?
We did eat there. But
Gave a really awkward pause for a second. I thought,
the thing that is, and we touched on it a little bit the last time, because we did mention these guys on Road Tripping with Rosa when we came back after that one. But in their outside seating area, they have a huge mural, which is
You took a picture of this.
It was kind of hard to see when I was there because all the picnic tables and everything were still out there, and it recently snowed and they were all covered with snow. But it's a huge mural with all kinds of movie references hidden in it.
That's right.
They're all at a bar and there's all kinds of characters from Star Wars.
Yeah, we were trying to break down all the movie references.
There's a ton of them. It's really neat to look at.
Yeah, that is really awesome. I do remember that now. That was really cool.
We were kind of geeking out over that. Another thing with the podcast, we are giant nerds. We're into a little bit of everything, music, movies, pop culture is a very heavily influenced thing on this podcast and other podcasts that we do on this network. So, you guys are hitting a home run for us here. This is fun.
I'm going to make a note of this brewery in my travels bicycling, and when I'm driving home, I gotta stop there.
Well, we have people from the brewery in this chat. Do you guys have any bike trails or anything like that, or you guys do anything in your local area that involve that? Maybe they can hook you up at a trail.
That's all beautiful rural country out there too. I'm sure there's got to be something going on.
They said they don't do food, but they have food trucks, and they rotate the food trucks. I'm actually a fan of that. Like, if a brewery doesn't have a kitchen, that's not a deal breaker for me.
No, but I do
like when they bring the food trucks in, because food trucks are another small business that you're helping out. And I think it's really cool when breweries do that.
I honestly kind of like that better, because then you get, not necessarily better, but it gives you different things that every time you go to look forward to. So
food trucks for the most part are blue collar food, which I'm a fan of. It's like, you get a burger, you get brisket, you get something,
or they're sometimes fancy as fuck. Dude. Yeah. Like,
when I go to a brewery and I have to Google the menu to find out what that name of the ingredient you're putting in is, I'm like, it's too bougie, man. I just want to drink beer and eat bar food. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just our coal region in us, but when I have to Google search, what the hell's in this food? Or what even is this food? Is it a flatbread?
The food trucks, they dare I say artisan food, but bar food with a touch of class, I guess.
Yeah. There's so many artisanal. Yeah.
Well, even at Trogues on when we were there Tuesday, Tony.
There's a group of people that do biking on Fridays.
Okay.
At the brewery.
Cool.
Yeah. When we were at Trogues, even their menu kind of runs that whole thing. They'll have really fancy things on there.
I go to the kids' menu. I'm like, I'll get a quesadilla.
Yeah, I'll get a cheese quesadilla. Yeah. But it's like
double up on the
they run that.
Cheese.
Yeah.
It's like they run that whole gamut there of to have your fancier meats and cheeses, but then also you can order a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their tomato soup. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. They're for Trogues hop fries are my favorite.
Yeah. I was going to get them, but they didn't start making them till 4 o'clock.
Anything else that stood out to you when you went to the brewery or the local area?
I didn't even look into the food, to be honest, because the last place we were at Foursquare, we ate there.
Yeah.
But I'd go back there any day. Again, it was a nice place. The staff was great. We engaged with a lot of the customers talking about the podcast and other stuff. And I got a lot of recommendations on other places to check out the next time I'm down there. But they're definitely on the return list.
Perfect.
And
what was the drive from Gettysburg to them?
Maybe 10 minutes.
10, 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's right over the border.
Fucking doing that.
Yeah, put that on next time we go to Gettysburg.
Once the weather breaks, we're in Gettysburg three times a year.
That's what I was just going to say, is that I definitely plan to go back when the weather's nicer.
You got Gettysburg, Emmitsburg, and then they're not far down the road from Emmitsburg.
Yeah. So
they're close to the border.
Because, Fourscore is a big spot for us. We love going to Fourscore. Yeah. And if it's a 10-minute drive, that's...
Yeah.
We should do that for one of our first bus things when we fill up a bus or the van.
We'll figure that out.
We'll take a drive down to bring a bus full of people down.
Yeah. That'll be it. We're gonna start putting that in the works now that things are getting
the weather's breaking.
Weather's starting to break, and my buddy's getting his fleet ready to go. So
yeah.
So but that being said, I'm going to crack.
We will definitely contact you before we bring a bus full of people to your brewery. Trust me. But it is something we're trying out here. We do have a friend who has a has different buses and charter buses and stuff.
Transportation
so company. We want to support his business as well as being safe so people don't drink and drive. So we fill up a bus full of people and then we bring them to local breweries and do like brewery tours. And it's kind of like a podcast brewery tour. And don't worry, we won't bring a bunch of psychopaths in School County. To your brewery, but yeah, so if we'll definitely reach out before we do it, but that's something we're looking to do in the summer, and it's if that's close to Gettysburg, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah And then so my current favorite can is the Dandalorian, as anyone who has ever watched this podcast knows my Star Wars
love.
So the Dandalorian, and this is 16 ounces. This is Renee. So did Renee have a hand in this one, or did she just print her name on here? So this is a brown ale. But yeah, so Renee either printed the label, had something to do with the beer, or all of it. Let us know.
Fill us in.
But we love the Dandalorian. Is that his own face on Baby Yoda too? Because I hope so. But who's Dan? Let us know who Dan is.
I'm guessing Dan's the guy in the can, and then.
But I think it's also Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
It sounds like this is like a part of a series, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It says that it's a follow up to a beer called Poor Dan, P-O-U-R, Poor.
Okay. This is an awesome can. Dandalorian.
But the source is there.
That's her husband.
Oh, okay, awesome.
There you go. Dan is her husband, and Renee is the child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That looked
We're going to pass this one around.
So when I got this one up, the Dandalorian, again, from Brewery Fire of Taneytown, Maryland. This is considered an American brown ale. It comes in at 5.2% ABV. It's been logged in a total of 80 times, where it averages a 3.89. I had this one once before while I had it while I was there. And I have one friend check in, which is Rosa. So again, this write-up is pretty short and to the point. Our follow-up to Poor Dan, the Dandalorian, is a full-bodied, roasty brown ale. We love it. So will you. And the flavor profile is listed as roasty, dark, nutty, Tony's favorite coffee, and smooth.
Nervous, guys.
I don't know if this one's going to be up your alley, but I really like it.
I will give it a shot, but usually me and coffee don't get along. But I wanted to kind of give him a shout-out here. So once again, from Maryland, they average a 3.90 on Untappd. They have made 186 beers. I'm just going to kind of go through and look at some of the names here. Here's some good ones. Assistant to the regional manager.
Ah, there you go. There's your office one. Yep.
Trying to see what else we got here. That log had a child. Murica. Neon tuxedo. I like that one a lot. Episode one doesn't count. You'll shoot your eye out. Let's see. Eat my shorts, dude. That's a great one.
Oh, there's one. Is that a mainstay or is that a
Eat My Shorts, dude?
Yeah.
I do not know. But that's a New England IPA creamsicle. At least it says in the style guide.
It should have been, sorry guys, but it should have been a Butterfinger.
a Cowabunga, dude. There's one there. Episode three doesn't count. So yeah, I think you're going to fit in great here with all these Star Wars references.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those aren't pillows. Oh, that's awesome. The can is literally candy.
Yeah. That's so good.
Why is your, where is your hand in between two pillows? There's always sunny. There's always money in the banana stand.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. The Mandalorian juicy. Brutzuka. It's like a bazooka bubblegum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. This is awesome, man. You guys are killing it.
This will be on our list when we go down to the Gettysburg area again. We're only two beers in, but this is a fantastic brown ale. Roasty right off. Oh my God.
Yeah. You guys should, if you're not aware of them, you should definitely reach out and maybe collaborate with Fourscore, because they do tons of movie references and they make those smoogey beers. I think with the way you guys are big with the pop culture references, I think you guys would be a match made in heaven. So definitely check them out. They're in Gettysburg, Fourscore. What do we got here? She called me the names for that label. We have very few mainstays. We rotate a ton. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Do you have a few staples that you always have on tap?
Wow, this is a brown ale. It smells like a stout. It's like,
yeah. Ooh.
Oh, it's like, oh, just look at the color of the head.
Yeah, it's
probably about like about as dark as you can be, and still call it a brown ale.
Yeah,
it's really, I like this like, a lot.
Yeah. It reminds me of what Pilgrim just did, where it's almost like an ale stout, but it's really really low ABV. Yeah. And
oh, they're dark mild.
Yeah, so yeah. They can kind of sitting.
The My Fingers Hurt series, like it's like 4.7. It hovers around, but it's like.
Oh, by the way, Brewfire, we're not blowing smoke up your ass because you're in the chat. We really do like these beers. Yeah. No. No, this is the, like, and I'm glad like there's that mix, because like we said before, like there's so many, like everyone has such a focus on IPAs or sours in the past like 2 years, and it's like getting a red
IPA. It's a refreshing change of pace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like to get a brown, like a lot of the time, like when I go to, like when Pilgrim first opened, the first beer I ordered from them was their Dark Mild. I looked at the list and I'm like, Dark Mild, let's grab that one.
Grabbed their brown ale on Friday. It was pretty good.
Yeah. The Bryce's Right apple. I thought the apple was way stronger this time. It was really good.
He added more.
I drank like six of them, and we won wrestling trivia. I mean, I didn't help out barely at all in wrestling trivia. Brian nailed everything, but
well, yeah, of course.
Dude, we were losing the whole time. We were second place, and we went into the fifth round with only two questions wrong, and we were down by one. And I was like, "We're not going to win this." And then we went in the last round. I'm like, we weren't very confident. Like we were like, we probably got one wrong. We definitely got one wrong. So I was just sitting at the bar, like, "Yeah, we probably lost." And they're like, "In second place." And then the team that didn't win, their name was Returning Champs. So they're trying to like rub it in the face a little bit. And like, in second place, Returning Champs. And I go, "We fucking won!" And they're like, and then we ended up winning. And Brian, like the winning was like a $40 gift card for the brewery. And Brian's like, "Well, I want to split with everybody." I'm like, "Well, you and Andy are the only ones who like carried the team. Andy doesn't drink. I answered one question that helped, so I'll take a sip of your beer. You can have the rest of the $40 gift card." But it was a lot of fun. What do we got here? This is actually the next one we're gonna drink is one of their mainstays. And then the about four stay on tap. Renee loves the brown ale and always wanted a beer named after that. To screw with her, they named it after her husband and put her face as Yoda.
That's awesome.
That's great. Oh,
that's so good.
They said thank you. I brew the hazy one, the hazy and the sour one a month, and we like variety on tap. No, I like that a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah. In our defense, we eventually did make a beer called Renee as the Boss after messing with her for almost a year. Renee seems like a real popular person. Yeah. She's killing
Renee seems awesome.
Yeah. We cannot
wait
to come
thank
down.
Her, because if it wasn't for her, we would probably, oh, I mean, Bob probably would have bought beers, but yeah.
We cannot wait to come down and hang out with you guys.
But yeah, what do you think, Pops?
I thought it was really good. Again, the flavor profile is spot on. The brown, the nutty. I like the darker, as you know, I like the darker brown, darker beers. This one was really good. I thought
I'm getting better. Remember I used to like make faces with the coffee beers. I'm getting better. Maybe I'm just hiding it better.
Little better poker face.
You're getting your taste buds are adjusting.
I still don't like it, but that's
how I was with the IPA.
Yeah, but Pops likes IPAs.
I'm getting better with I wouldn't go out and order a coffee anytime soon.
What you got, Billy?
I like it. It's good. I do. I also enjoy that we're seeing more brown ales, more like, I don't know, more non-traditional styles.
Yeah.
As of late, like with the hazies and
I love
the things with like a whole bunch of adjuncts in it.
Yeah. It's just like a normal, give me just a beer, man. Beer. Sometimes. Yeah. And that's where like I'm kind of teetering, because we've talked and teased a little bit about the first Bang of Beers brew that's going to be coming. I'm teetering between a brown ale and an ESB right now. So we're going to go to one of those probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's crack this next one. Start pouring it as Bob's giving us our description. That's what I was saying. I'm just trying to keep moving a little bit.
About halfway through these here real quick. So we're going to crack open the Rusty Rail Puka, which is an Irish cream golden stout for the our show beer here. And with that, we got one little announcement here regarding Rusty Rail.
We'll let Bob talk about the beer before.
Hey, I got to pull this one up. I'm slow on the trigger here.
That's all right. Is that P-O-O-K-I-A?
P-O-O-K-A.
P-O-O-K-A. I actually didn't check this in at all yet, because when I had it, it didn't exist on
I didn't feel like putting it in.
Yeah.
You threw me for a loop when you said stout.
It's a golden stout.
Yeah, golden stout.
All right. Puka from the Rusty Rail Brewing Company of Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania. This is classified as a white stout. It comes in at 8% ABV and it's listed at 12 IBUs. Today is the day for short write-ups. The write-up is literally excellent.
I'm going to assume that somebody added this in. Yeah, and it wasn't them that actually posted the...
it's been logged in 61 times. It averages a 3.98. I have no friend check-ins. The flavor profile is listed as creamy, light, sweet, clean, and fragrant.
So, I'm going to do a little... Before we start and you make your announcement, the Puka is actually a cryptid. So another podcast we do here on the network is called Truth Behind Illusion. We like talking cryptids and ghosts and conspiracy theories and all that spooky stuff. So this is actually when we seen this, we're like, oh, this is like a nice little crossover. But a Puka is actually a Celtic shape-shifting spirit creature known to be a prankster and trickster, but also dangerous. They are revered in both forces of good and evil and can help hinder rural areas. They have they're either dark fur or light, or light in color, depending. And they're also often seen as part of the fae creatures or fae folk. So we did a whole episode on the fae, which is like an altered dimension of fairies and all that other stuff.
Fairies.
Spoiler alert, I didn't buy any of it. That's usually the stick to the
that's
show.
What they want you to think.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think. But the Puka. So this is, like I said, he said an Irish cream golden stout. And just give you a little background on exactly what a Puka is. So I just poured probably a little more than I needed. Did everyone good on this?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. Actually, I haven't.
I poured it in the wrong glass again.
So with that, I got this can actually at Rusty Rail did a tap takeover at the Washington Hotel in Minersville a few weeks ago, and I met Scott Fabrizio. He is the one of the reps from Rusty Rail that was down here for the event. So he invited us up to Rusty Rail. So we Bangin' Beers will be up there on April 9th for their millionth canning of Fog Monster Festival. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on. They said there's going to be a whole day of festivities, music, beer, food, all. There's going to be a bunch of food trucks, a bunch of stuff. If you've never been to Rusty Rail, it's an awesome brewery. It's a really great, like the place is awesome. The woodwork is beautiful. They even have a hotel you can, like an inn you can stay at, but.
We might have to take them up on.
I'm sure.
So
beautiful place.
But every single time I've looked at a room there, it's booked.
Yeah. So, really? So yeah. But we'll be up there talking about their Fog Monster, and they invited us up, so we'll be hanging out there on April 9th with Rusty Rail. So really appreciate you inviting us, Scott, and getting us set up.
Yeah. When you told us that we got invited up for the millionth can, are we recording that day too?
Yeah.
I was like, are you sure they meant us?
Yeah, he said that we can. He said we'll record before everything starts, and then we'll hang out for the day and have a good time.
That's so sick. Yeah. The millionth can.
Yeah.
Bangin' Beers. Look at us. 4 years in.
So anyone for Fog Monsters, like their flagship Hazy right now, and they're hitting their millionth can, and that's what, you know, Rusty Rail is probably one of the bigger distributed ones in the area that we can get, and they've really their can art has really stepped up over the years.
Yeah.
Holy crap, is it really, their artist is fantastic.
But so. And it's also, they don't pick one lane and run in it. They're like,
they rotate
a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of styles they do. They just don't pick like a hazy or a white stout and only pump those out. It's like,
this is unbelievably good. Yeah, I did not think I was going to like this. This is really, really good.
The white stouts and golden stouts are a completely different animal when it comes to flavor wise. It's a completely different experience.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do a whole episode on the Puka now. That's pretty cool.
There you go. There's your topic.
We're actually our next episode is gonna be Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Is Truth Behind Illusion, and we are doing a cryptid. We're doing the Snallygaster, which is some kind of like river lake monster. Andy Hedder picked it out. I don't know.
You lost me.
I don't know much about it either, except the name was cool, Snallygaster.
So, well, we got any beer news for us this week, Bill?
Yeah,
Billy's beer news.
So the biggest thing that came out was the merger between three breweries to create a new collective in Pennsylvania. So it's Lucky Cat, Traeger Brewing, and Broken Goblet, which are creating the Mutual Respect Brewery Collective.
That's all Philly. That's all Philly. Broken Goblet makes a lot of Philly inspired. I think they made the "No, we don't like us and no one cares."
They also made the ghost stout.
Yeah, they made the ghost stout. Yeah,
they did a Red Velvet version of it too.
Yeah, they have a collaboration with Unearthed too called Black Hearts Now Rain that I want so fucking bad if they make.
That's
it
really
again.
Cool because I'm not saying maybe they were doing bad and they had to collaborate together or get together, but like. Instead of maybe losing one, and if they're all talented and you merge your forces, that's nice.
The idea between the collective is they'll all be there still be their own thing, but it's to help out other smaller breweries in the area. So they'll let them come and use their like their tanks and that. It's
almost like 12% Beer Project up in New York.
Like, yeah, it's like that. So there's like Canarchy, I think, is one of the collectives.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff.
That's cool. To help people get off the ground.
They help people get off the ground. But what's most exciting is they each basically have their own things. So Traeger Brewing, the one of the head brewers left from Neshaminy Creek and then went off and worked for a German brewery for a while. So Traeger is going to be mostly German style lagers and pilsners that are actually brewed by
Heinzgebot.
Yep, by the German purity laws. So he's going to follow those laws here to make
the
lagers and pilsners. And then Lucky Cat is, they like to do like old styles that people don't really brew much anymore to try to get them back out there.
That's sick. This is a cool team up.
Yeah. So that's the exciting beer.
I need to get the Broken Goblet too, because they're supposed to be an awesome music venue too.
Yeah. Well, they were voted best music venue in PA.
Neshaminy Creek too, because they've had some sick shows at Neshaminy Creek.
Well, they're supposedly also working on a bunch of larger.
Nice. That's awesome.
Acts and stuff.
They've been one of my Broken Goblet. Like on the list to it. I just don't go to Philly that often anymore, especially now that I'm wanted.
Yeah, you're wanted. You killed a guy with a trident.
Yeah.
No, what he means by wanted is there's a bunch of women in Philly that find him very attractive.
And no, I just refuse to pay a parking ticket based on principle.
Trying to keep you out of jail, bud, but
come get me, Philly. I'm not paying that parking ticket. You had no signs posted.
Could you imagine if you went to jail for like 6 years for a park? Like, you're like, what did you do? Parking ticket.
Parking ticket.
You come out like with corn rolls and jail tattoos all over you.
I'm institutionalized.
All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi.
People wouldn't give it to me.
Julia hanging out with us on YouTube. She says, howdy, what's going on?
Julie?
Tony May says, love the podcast. Thank you. We don't really have structure. We kind of have like an idea what we're going to do.
A little bit of a structure.
We have structure,
now.
But it's very free flowing. It's if you and your buddies sat down and drank some beers and had a conversation and we just turn a camera on so you guys can hang out. Yeah, that's our goal.
We've been coming into a groove over the past few weeks. I think it's been really nice. We sat down, had some ideas. We're like, hey, let's go run with that. And you know, it's been working out.
The door is always open for interviews or people to come in and hang out with us. Yeah. So we invite people via Skype or via
Zoom or whatever.
Zoom or video call that we do.
Or if you're local, we'll figure something out.
And we have equipment that travels very well. So we have had recorded episodes on location places.
What does Brewery Fryer think so far?
Let us know. Do you guys hate it? Do you guys hate us yet? Gotta adjust the camera a little bit. I got bumped. No. But so if you guys like, I appreciate you hanging out.
Yeah,
we do hope you enjoy it.
But this golden stout is like, I think it's actually better now, like that it sat for a little bit, because this is what, 3 weeks ago, I think.
Three weeks. And when we had it on that Thursday night, they kegged and canned it the day before.
Yeah,
and
so now that it's sat a little bit, this is fan, like the Irish cream blends really nice with that golden, like. What's the word? Like that vanilla-iness to the golden stout. It really blends. What do you think, Bob?
I liked it a lot too. I got kind of like not quite caramel, but maybe more of a toffee groove off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, mm-hmm. One of the things too, real quick, for first time listeners, we just got ranked in like a top five podcast list by Fueled by Hops Podcast. We're very proud of that. You know what I mean? It's really cool. But one of the description that they gave us, which is a beautiful, and it's maybe our new tagline. They said their podcasts are a little longer than normal beer podcasts, but they're long and funny. So
very thin though.
Like a noodle.
Yeah.
Depends on the noodle. But no, we that you fueled my hops for like enjoying our what we've got going on here.
Yeah, and listen, and appreciate once again you guys all hanging out.
We
cut it
back
us.
Too. I mean, there are times we were like 2.5
Oh hours. My goodness! Yeah, we used to have 2.5-3 hour podcasts, and we would drink like 13 beers.
Yeah,
and
marathons.
Like, yeah, I'd be like, this is too much. Yeah, we gotta calm down. Gotta calm down. Jesse said, not yet. I'm not really sure what that implies to. Not yet. Give us 5 minutes. Oh, if they still like us. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Let's get to the mainstay here. This is one of their.
So this is, I didn't honestly realize this until I actually looked at the can. So Executor IPA by Brewery Fire, which is Darth Vader's flagship.
I was gonna say, that's another.
That's a Super Star Destroyer. Yeah. Yep. So that is Darth Vader's flagship. I am right on that. That's Darth Vader's ship, right?
I think it's.
I hope you're right. If
now
you're
I'm questioning myself. It's definitely. It's oh, definitely.
It says it in the description.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's Vader's flagship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was, if you were wrong, I'd revoke your.
Yeah.
I'd make you get laser removal tattoos.
So this is one of those they don't ever mention the name of it in anything. Like if you until you read like the lore and all that stuff. So I'm like as soon as I saw it and I saw the little icon of the Super Star Destroyer, I'm like, oh fucking A. And then also the font is the Star Wars font. Yeah. So but so this is the Executor IPA from Brewery Fire. One pint. It doesn't have a fun little thing on here. But this is an IPA, 7.75. And Bob, you got it pulled up?
Yep. It's an American IPA, comes in at 7.75% ABV. It's listed at 72 IBUs.
Ooh, it's a Westie.
This is obviously you can tell by the number of check-ins. This is a mainstay. It's been checked in 559 times. I have one friend check-in. Carmen Fatima. She lives in Maryland. She says it's citrusy and my favorite beer from the brewery. And she rated it a 5.
Oh wow.
The elusive 5.
It rates a 3.84 over the 559 check-ins. And we'll get into the write-up. Executor IPA is a classic West Coast IPA made with Simcoe hops, citrus, pine, and earthy hop aromas burst out of this well-balanced IPA. As Brewery Fire's flagship ale, it is lovingly named after Darth Vader's flagship, the Superstar Destroyer Executor. And the flavor profile is listed as hoppy, clean, malty, juicy, and citrusy.
Holy shit.
We haven't had a West Coast in a minute.
This is fantastic.
I think this is the first West Coast IPA I actually like.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it's got that little bit of pininess to it, but the citrus on it is very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's nice and clear.
Yeah. We did a road trip and went to the West Coast, and I was like, ooh, I have a hard time with West Coast IPAs. I don't really forget where we were, but we had one West Coast IPA where we were actually on the West Coast, and it tasted like it was brewed with a fucking tree. Like I was picking pine needles out of my teeth.
This has a light pine taste to it. Piney, not even, I'll say piney, but not dank.
That's a nice.
No, not really dank at all.
Yeah.
I'm bit of maltiness to it.
I'm more of a fan of West Coast than
I am now. New England's now. It's funny because
that's delicious.
A lot of us were introduced through West Coast IPAs and like they were kind of the ones hard to get into a long time ago.
Now, we're also not beer experts or beer snobs, so
we're not Cicerones.
Yeah.
But we're getting better. Yeah, but
I looked into it. It's way too expensive to just get a fucking piece of paper.
I wonder if the Cicerone though thing too, because you ever see like with the sommelier things with wines, like there was a video. It's either on YouTube or Netflix. I can't remember that. They took a bunch of wines and dyed them to look like other wines, and then they would have a sommelier like rate it, and then they're like, dude, that wasn't even a cab.
Like, gotcha, bitch.
It's
trying to show how much bullshit some of that stuff is.
You're paying like there's like four tier, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like $300 for the first, $600 for the second, $900 for the third, and like $1,800.
It's like your Lean Six Sigma black belt bullshit.
So this is where I'm gonna probably sound stupid, but this is just what I'm getting from the beer. I feel like it's maltier. Like it's a maltier version of a West Coast, which I think neutralizes the pine, and I really really like it.
Yeah, I'd say I get piney up front, and as soon as the pine fades out, it's all malty and smooth.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like that like citrus back end. Yeah.
Yep.
And it does not drink like 7 points. Was it 7.5? 7.75? What did it say on the can? Oh, it's right in front of my face.
7.7.
7.75. This does not drink like a near 8% or either. Yeah, holy shit,
that ABV is hidden tremendously.
Yeah.
but
oh, you drink enough of these, you're gonna be you'll blow. You'll go try to attack people.
You'll be cursing Bill Belichick while the Eagles are winning. I felt like I just said that like.
As Dave says, but that fan. Piece of paper makes but, you no, better it, than everyone.
Oh yeah, yeah. If I didn't live in Schuylkill County, I would pay that money because I could work at a bar or brewery somewhere and probably make a fuck ton of money just because I have that paper.
I think we should just like say we are, and then if you come and sit at the table, then
just get the first.
You're a certified beer, Bangin' Beer Cicerone or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Just remember, paper's good for other stuff too.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling. So we add
smoking.
That's Tony hit my nail on it.
Yeah. So what if we add a tier to the Patreon
where we send you a certificate?
The bag of beer is for four easy payments of $19.99. With that being said, anyone listening, if you subscribe to our Patreon at any level, by the end of February, we got this sick ass Bangin' Beers podcast 16-ounce Yeti can cooler that we are giving away. It does not matter the tier you belong to. Obviously, the Patreon is there for us to keep our lights on. That's how we keep our gear going. That's how we pay for our streaming services. It's not going in our pocket. We just do it for the better of the show and the better of the reach.
I wish it went in my pocket. Maybe one day. Quit my normal job and do this for a living.
Maybe one day. But yeah, like I said, any tier and you have a chance to win a one-of-a-kind laser-engraved Bang & Beers podcast 16-ounce Yeti can cooler.
We did just also, if you're this probably will go over a lot of people's head because it's kind of inspired off a local logo, but we do. Yingling is obviously our hometown, and they do have a beer that we are huge fans of. It's called the Lord Chesterfield Ale, and we did a tribute logo, which is our brand new logo that you can grab t-shirts and merch for. But it's each logo has a different one of our faces on it, so you can get one, Lord Anthony, Lord Bob, Lord Bill, or Lord Andy. That also helps us out. But love the reviews, and we love the BF, the Nerd Beard family. Nerd Beer family. Sorry, talk already. But thank you guys so much for hanging out with
this
us.
This is so cool.
If you're watching on Facebook, we have Tony May and Rosa with the thumbs ups, and then Zach, Tony, Rosa, and Rachel with the hearts. So thank you guys so much. This the support truly means the world to us.
Hanging out with us, we're definitely going to make the trip down there, and once it gets nicer out, we get the Gettysburg area again.
Yeah, and we are on all social media. We're all on Twitter, Instagram. We are trying to branch out there. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm like a hair away from just quitting Facebook. Like I'm just so sick of it.
It's tough to deal.
We got flagged twice because we're a beer show. But then, like, we got flagged, and 3 seconds after we were flagged, like, 4 Coors Light ads were paid sponsors by Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like, how are we getting in trouble? Like, it's just the platform itself is just getting rough. It's just.
I messaged you about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah.
I would post something on the fan page, beer review, and we'd get flagged.
By the way, it reminded me. We do have a community page, which is called the Bangin' Beers fan page. So if you are on Facebook, you can head over to our fan page. We encourage everyone to post beer reviews. So if you guys make a new beer and you want to promote it on our page, please do so. Let us know what beers you're drinking. Like if you're out somewhere, like, hey, we're at this place where the food's great, the beers are fantastic, tape a couple photos and just engage in the beer community. It's growing pretty well. People are starting to interact and talk. So, and the door's open for everyone to come and hang out. And you get to meet people from all over the place.
And that'll be the first place we announce our Bangin' Beers tours too. So
we try to do that. And then we also made a thing. It's called Telegram. We started using it as like a new private messaging app so we can all talk. But there is a IWEP network feed. It's a public feed. And we sometimes put posts in there before they go out anywhere else. So you guys get first access to that too if you do use the app Telegram. So,
and if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe and the bell so you know whenever we go live or whenever we post.
Our goal is 1,000 subscribers by the end of this year because we just made the channel not too long ago. We're like 62 subscribers, which is pretty sick.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all. But we had a lot of help from the Craft Beer Pour family. They've been really helpful.
Those guys have been awesome.
Yep. Yeah, I haven't been in the chat in a minute because it's been such a crazy week.
Yeah, dude, I understand. Yeah, same. I don't know where this whole week went. But
I was in Hershey one day and then a job interview the next.
Do you got some road trip from Rosa this week, Bob?
I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah, think about it. Well, hey, well,
actually while we have it segued to you, Bob, why don't you crack open this bottle here? Tell us about what we have. We'll pour the shot or the sipper or whatever we're doing, because we're coming up to our last beer. So we won't end on the hard liquor. We can
ease into the last beer.
So that's how we'll do that.
Say it again.
If you want to crack this,
crack
and then
up, we'll pour a little bit of
give
that
us a little description of what we got
you
going
think
on.
About your road trip, Rosa, and then in the middle of that,
should we talk about the ghost show?
That's what I was going to bring up. So this week, me, Tony, and Billy, and our buddy Zach and Nikki, and my wife Rish, we went to see Ghost in Hershey, their first tour back after the pandemic.
I don't remember which one. That one.
And then, so anyone who's anyone knows about Ghost is gets a lot of hate because of what they look like versus what they sound like. I love Ghost as a asshole, super heavy metalhead person. I love Ghost. Like they're theatrical. Like their whole little bit of lore that they have building for themselves is fucking hilarious. But. Amazing show. What'd you think, Tony? Your first ritual.
It was a blast. First of all, I want to thank you because I tried so hard to give him money.
we don't call them concerts, we call them rituals.
Yes, rituals. Correct. It's like church. It's like going to church.
Their whole shtick is that it's a satanic church service.
Yes.
Okay.
I will say this, for being a satanic crowd, it was the nicest fan base at a concert I've ever met in my life.
The funniest thing about a Ghost show is like when you go to see Ghost, and this is the fourth time I've seen them now. The first time I saw them was up at the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg during their Meliora tour. But you'll see the people like, oh yeah, they look like they belong here. Yeah. And then you'll see like the dude with the North Face like zip up and like just drop the kids off at soccer practice type.
And then there's the guy who brings his kids.
Yeah.
And there was like a 5-year-old kid in the Papa paint.
Yeah.
Their face was all painted. And they're like so excited that they're there. Just like,
it's crazy because like, just to kind of peel back the curtain, a lot of times when people see the Satanist or Satanism or anything, 90% of the time people actually don't even believe Satan's a real thing. They're almost like kind of atheists in a sense, but they kind of use the Satanism as a moniker to be like that everyone, they're like essentially a huge F you to racism and sexism and transphobia and homophobia. And that's kind of what that crowd was.
It's showing you that everyone is welcome.
Exactly. Yep. That's kind of what the term Satanism has turned into, where except that you, because the Catholic Church has been like the first ones to kind of segregate people and tell people like, hey, you can't be gay. You can't be this. You can't be that, like interracial marriage. Like they're all like, they were the first ones to kind of be against most of that for a very, very long time. So they're kind of using it as a kicking sand in their face by saying we're Satanists and everyone's welcome here. And that's kind of the theme of what they're trying. Because even the lead singer came out and he says, like, pretty much love is love and everyone should, like, have a good time. Let's have, you know what I mean? That's the overall message of what they're trying to do.
My favorite was he started cursing. He's like, oh, there's kids here. Fuck it. It's like, you know what you're getting yourself into. Yeah.
But it was a really cool show, man. The fans were fantastic. The music was a good time. I could have done without Volbeat. I mean, listen, they're fun. I'm sure they're really nice guys. I mean, we've had friends who toured with them and they said they were super sweet to them.
I'm sure they're great.
And they were nice. Just not my style of music.
Oh, not a fan. Not a fan.
Ghost was amazing. Twin Temple was
fantastic. I'm very bummed I missed Twin Temple.
But
we got there a little late.
I'm also bummed I missed Twin Temple, but I was...
Yeah. So Twin Temple is doo-wop, like, Satan music.
Yeah, like 50s doo-wop, but with about Satan.
Yes. So the best way to describe it is if Amy Winehouse was still alive, and because the girl looks and sounds like Amy Winehouse, except if Amy Winehouse was singing Little Shop of Horror style music dedicated to Satan and orgies.
Bob, you lost Bob and I on Ghost.
Yeah,
minutes ago.
Actually, I am actually up to speed on this one for a change.
Oh yeah,
I'm the odd man out.
Based on the chat this morning, and I was like, I have no idea what the fuck these guys are talking about. But you gave me enough names to reference something. So, going off Papa Nils, I was able to discover it, and I read the Wikipedia article on them today. So I am up to speed on Ghost.
They're really fun.
I haven't heard them yet. I haven't seen them yet, but I at least I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
each album's
a little different. Yeah. So like they started off fairly heavy, and then Opus Eponymous is their first album. Came out 2010, I think. And then they started gaining traction. And it's a little like that's probably their actually Mealy Aura might be their heaviest album. But anyway, it's a little more heavy metal than in 2014. Infestestimum came out, which was produced by Dave Grohl. And Dave Grohl actually sat in on drums as a Nameless Ghoul for some shows for them. But then it got also a little heavier, but add a little bit more of that theatric to it. And then the next one up was the was Mealy Aura, which was their big breakout album. What sold me on Ghost was I was one of the ones that like I would just see pictures of them like fuck that, it's not a Slipknot bullshit, like they just
they're wearing masks.
Yeah, it's like wearing masks.
I'm also a huge pro wrestling fan, so when I see gimmicky shtick stuff, I'm sold.
So I'm like like I wear it up. I judge them by the whole shtick. I'm like, that's dumb. And then I saw them. They were on. They did Cerise on Colbert.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's I'm like, holy shit, these guys are actually awesome. And then I went back and listened to everything, and it was so good. And like, but it's like a mix between metal and like 70s anthem rock and like that real like arena rock type.
It's very
style.
Visual. Yeah. They put on a legit show. There's a show to it.
Kiss that doesn't suck.
I'm just hoping drawing some lines in the sand here.
I am just hoping that they never
go disco.
Yeah,
I hope they go disco.
Honestly, they did disco, it'd be fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's them.
Yeah.
Well, him, but them.
But the cool thing is too is the lead singer actually what he records, produces, and plays every instrument on the album.
Yeah. So Tobias. So the controversy came with Ghost. So Ghost was always Tobias. It was like for the up until after Mealy Aura and their Pope Star EP, no one knew who Ghost was. Like. The guy who was Ghost kept it very secretive. That's why they had the pop a mask. That's why they had
the cool thing is just to kind of another thing real fast on how to cut you off is the lead singer comes out and it looks like just a guy with face paint on. And then when you look at it closer, it's actually a mask with face paint on the mask.
Yeah.
And then he'll actually, when he does interviews with the mask without the face paint on it. So the entire time he's still under... Or he'll do interviews as one of the Nameless Ghouls, which is the people who play the instruments. So he'll dress up as one of them and then do interviews as one of
as
those.
A band member as opposed to.
Exactly. Yeah, so he keeps everything hidden so he can have a normal life.
So somewhere, because they used to have like the ghouls had names. They were like Alpha, Omega, and I forget what the other two were. But somewhere around after the Pope Star EP came out, one of their guitar players, Omega, I believe it was, he sued the singer for like rights to the band, and like from the get-go everyone was a hired gun.
Yeah, but the problem like, where he messed up is he gave them a title of an Omega or an Alpha.
Yeah, but but also was still that was under the thing like this is my thing.
Yeah, I wrote what your karaoke
you a hired gun like you're a hired gun. So there was controversy, like the guy was claiming that like they came up a part of the Papa character and everything, which is why during prequel it was Cardinal Copia. And then the lawsuit ended up getting thrown out and Tobias Forge won, but he was unmasked at that point now. So now you know who is
because the band members sued him personally so that it came out as public of who he was.
Yeah.
So then he was like, great. The whole reason I started this and to put a mask on was so I can be kind of undercover
and do my thing.
And now sued me. So now everyone knows who I am.
When you were in line for the shows, like they used to walk past and you'd have
no clue
that it was them.
Yeah.
So they would just walk past and walk in the venue.
Basically,
and you'd think that it's like,
They got greedy, came after him. He ended up winning and the lawsuit got tossed out.
Which he should have. It's all his work.
So that's why when and I'm sure the way they go, I'm sure he treats them well.
Like, yeah.
I mean,
isn't it that there's a recording band and a touring band? So he doesn't keep them away from their families.
With the newest album, one dude from Opeth recorded the guitars for him. Yeah. I mean, Opeth is one of the most one of the highest regarded like progressive metal bands of like the late 90s, early 2000s.
My favorite quote on everything that I read about them this morning when he was talking, like they asked him if that's really the case, how do you do this? And he's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays.
The only thing he doesn't do is drums.
So, but in the article it says he does them too, but he says that I'm a good guitar player. He says, but I'm not such a good bassist, drummer, or keyboardist, or whatever. And he says, so what I have to do is I have to teach everyone else how to play worse. So they play it like I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said. Like, he'll write the drums and stuff, but he'll have someone else perform them for like the recordings and stuff.
Cause that's basically he said that he has to teach everybody to play it like he wrote it to play it for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I thought that was neat where he said, I have to teach the other instruments to play worse.
If you are a pop culture fan or like horror movies, there are the end credits to the Halloween Kills movie. So if you are wondering, like, oh, that song from Halloween Kills they're always playing, that's actually Ghost and
Hunter's Moon.
Yeah, and it really reminds
me of like the eight. One thing I miss about movies in general is that no movies have theme songs anymore.
Yeah,
remember back in the '80s and early nineties, it would be like
the only one is James Bond now.
Yeah.
That like actually has a theme song.
Yeah. Because like back in the '80s, it'd be like the Monster Squad. There was like the Monster Squad rap in it. And then like Nightmare 3, Dream Warriors talking.
Or
like,
Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah. The Ninja Rap. The Ninja Rap. All those things are gone. So, Bob, tell us about this rum we got and who's this from?
Dude, I drank this and it immediately heated my body up.
So, this is from the Insurrection Distillery in Lehighton. This is their dark rum. It's 80 proof. For anyone who's not familiar how proof works, that's 40% alcohol by volume. I absolutely love this. If you're used to stuff like Captain Morgan and stuff, this might not be up your tree. Mm-hmm. I like to think that this is how rum tasted back in the colonial days.
I didn't think rum was something you can sip on. I remember if someone orders a shot of Captain Morgan, you're looking like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Holy shit, to me
any liquor, the higher the price, the more likely to be a slower drinker versus like your cheaper ones.
So when he said, here's rum, we're going to do this as a sipper, I was like, why are we sipping rum? Is that a thing? And then I drank this. I'm like,
I like rum now.
There's
no tropical fruity highs or whatever.
No.
And I've never spoken to the guy that runs the place about this, but I have to imagine that back in the colonial days, before rum became a trendy hipster yuppie drink or whatever, this is what rum tastes like all the time.
This is
this is amazing to me.
Now, once again,
fermented brown sugar.
It's sweet. It has a little bit of a mapleness to it.
I was gonna ask if I was broken and was the only one that tasted maple.
Yeah,
a little bit of maple, like that. It's that brown sugar goodness,
creamy, like a creamy mouthfeel maple.
And then it literally you can feel the warm spread.
Yeah,
but there's not a burn that goes with it.
This is goddamn dangerous.
Jesus. And where's this made out of?
So this is made in Lehighton.
Holy shit!
Our neighbor next door, Carbon County. If anyone is familiar with Lehighton, if you're traveling north on 209, like you're gonna go up to Jim Thorpe, you have all the veterans monuments on your right as you go north. For years it was an abandoned building. It used to be an old warehouse. They took that over. It's a big white building right across the street from Dunbar Bottling.
So it's called Insurrection. So one of the things here, if you're in Pennsylvania and you open up a brewery, if you want to sell spirits, you're not allowed to go to a state store and buy spirits. You have to buy Pennsylvania spirits, and only you. Mellow Mink was stuck with that thing for a while. It's like one of these weird, wacky
Pennsylvania laws about spirits.
If you're looking for spirits in your bar and you need a rum, I know Tatter Flag does whiskeys and stuff like that, hit up Insurrection. This is a very, very good rum. I don't know what the price point is if you were to buy it, like to do it, but if you're a brewery and you're stuck and you want to put some more spirits behind your bar, this is Pennsylvania. This is, and it's not far from us. That's
not a speed rack. That's not a speed rack rum.
They have food trucks there regular.
Dan says, I miss whiskey day. You didn't. This is not a whiskey. It's a rum, but yeah, they're unbelievable. It's really good.
They have some kind of agreement with Half Barrel Brewing. They're the first place to go for all Half Barrels releases. I think they have 8 taps in the bar.
Could you imagine
there?
A beer brewed in this barrel.
And on top of that, they do what do they call them? Beer tails, where it's
oh yeah,
where it's beer and the liquor's mixed. It's a really nice place. They have live music on a fairly regular basis.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're at our last beer here, so let's get up a write up, talk about it, and then we'll get close to the beer of the night.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. So if you're not familiar, is a classic Norm Macdonald joke, which makes this a fucking amazing. Thank you guys. This is so fucking cool. And then just the moth face on the can just kills me.
If you're wondering what this is, a moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
It's in the description.
This is the whole joke. Full ounces of gossip and trickery, it says. And this is a Russian Imperial Stout with Count Dracula cereal or chocolate Dracula cereal.
Go on Google after this episode and just search Norm Macdonald moth joke. And this is what this beer is named after. It's a brilliant joke by Norm Macdonald. If you're not a Norm Macdonald fan, then this is not the place for you. I'm sorry. But fantastic beer name. I absolutely love this. If we had a beer name of the show, we used to have a category. There's no chance this wins every single time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So a moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Brewery Fire of Taneytown, Maryland. It's a Russian Imperial Stout. It comes in at 9.5% ABV. It's been logged in 44 times, where it averages a 3.99. I have one friend check in, which
was me. I just checked it in.
Holy shit.
On September 14th, 2021, Norm Macdonald's secret battle with cancel sadly ended in a draw. Dave is a huge Norm fan, so we made a beer in his honor, referencing both Norm's love of Russian literature and of a brand named Chocolate Dracula cereal. The beer is named after a joke he performed on Conan, as well as featured in his comedy novel based on a true story.
real quick. When we did our road trip across the country to go to the West Coast to pick up my brother, I made my dad, I fell asleep in the car, but I put on a Norm Macdonald album and just fell asleep by accident in the front seat.
Because I'm terrible,
if I'm not driving, I fall asleep. It's their fault because they would throw me in a car seat and drive me around the block and I'd fall asleep. So now every time I'm in a car, if I'm not driving, it's night time. I just immediately crash. But I woke up to him swerving the car, him crying, laughing, and almost killed us. He had to pull over. He had to wipe his eyes because he was laughing so hard at a Norm Macdonald album. And this is before he passed away.
Yeah.
Fans of his may also remember that the joke was performed in 2013 by comedy legend Bob Einstein, known as Super Dave Osborne, on an episode of Norm Macdonald Live. This beer is dangerously smooth, not overly sweet, and will cure any malaise that has you wandering here and there. The flavor profile is listed as dark, malty, smooth, cocoa, and pecan.
I've seen the dark beer, and I was like, man, I really want to like this because of the name. And I'm going to be honest, this is fantastic.
Yeah. This tastes like the milk of that chocolate Dracula cereal.
Yeah.
That fucks you up at 9.5%.
That ABV is invisible.
This is deadly.
If the rum before this maybe messed my palate up or anything, but I get no roastiness. I get no coffee.
I'm getting chocolate all day.
Yeah, I normally never get chocolate in a beer. I never taste it. When I see chocolate, it's always coffee. This is fucking amazing. I normally don't score dark beers. No, I'm giving it a score. I'm scoring it.
You're scoring it?
I'm 100% scoring it.
Once again, Brewery Fire, we're not blowing smoke up your ass. Nope. These are actually really that good.
And in my description, I normally just put the episode name on Untapped, and I'm just going to write, because you left the light on.
That's really good.
Norm is so good. Rest in peace, my friend.
What was the fucking joke he said on with fucking Bobby Lee in a podcast? I forget. Norm was just a fucking genius.
Well, while you're thinking of that, I will say, Renee, thank you. 4 out of 4 great beers from the brewery. They were all really good.
And yeah, I love the style variations too.
Yeah. Like, yes. Yeah. We had two ales.
A little bit of everything.
We had a red ale. We had a dark ale.
We had red IPA. We had the brown ale.
It wasn't even an IPA. Oh, it was an IPA. Yeah. You're right.
Red IPA, brown ale, the West Coast IPA, and now there's some Russian Imperial Stout.
I want to try a lager or pilsner made by you guys. Yes. I don't know if you do, but I'm like I said, we like that's probably.
I want to try one of your hazies.
Yeah.
everything.
We want to try it all.
All of it.
You're definitely going to be put on the list.
No bad beers today. Everything very above average. I'd be willing to try anything they make.
Yeah.
Definitely going to put this on the list when we go down to Gettysburg next time.
Oh, yeah. It's 100%. It's 100%. I may actually even skip one of our normal places and just be like, can we not go there and just go to 10 minutes away?
Or we'll start there and then come back to Gettysburg.
Yeah. Well, we got to do what we wanted to do last time is get an Airbnb in Gettysburg. And then if we just do an Airbnb and it's a 10-minute drive, like, that's
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We can have an after party back at our place.
Yeah.
Back at the Airbnb.
Yes.
At the haunted, I don't even want to say what it is in case people, but it's like a place for like, it's like huge. There's like a game room.
Oh, that
shit.
Place, like the Christian Academy thing. Yeah, that would be great.
I was like, they have no idea who they're renting to.
That was the last resort, though. We'll get a way cooler house, though.
That was actually pretty dope.
It was, but there's some cooler ass houses.
Really?
In town, yeah.
I want to rent a haunted place.
But we'll work it out. We'll put that back on the list. So that's our to-do for summer.
One of our goals is eventually if we want to rent the Lizzie Borden house. That's been a pot because you could to stay like one night in that place is a certain price. But the only problem is you can't do anything because at nighttime it's such an old house and the walls are thin, or like we don't want you really exploring or doing things. Like, we don't care if you do, but you have to be respectful to everyone else in the house.
Oh, yeah.
But if we get
every room,
no one's gonna pitch. Nope.
It's like, And I think we're all gonna fight over what room the. It sounds so fucking morbid. But like, we're gonna fight over the room where we're like the mother.
Which room had the most murder? Yeah.
I want that one. All by myself.
Yeah, I want to sleep on the floor where they found the mother. Yeah. We got people in the chat. What we got here? Dan says an all whiskey. All whiskey is made to sip. Once again, and Dan, a rum we just drank.
Yeah.
Dave says, we do. We have all 13 tabs. Challenge accepted. All 13 tabs.
13 tabs.
Yeah, we're challenge accepted. well, definitely we have the bus handy. Jesse said, glad you guys enjoyed. Thank you guys so much for just hanging out the entire time and partying with us. We do have a few more things that are going to go here before we wrap up. Let us know before you come so we can come say hi. Absolutely.
Yep.
Like I said, if you guys join us on that community page, we will definitely post in there when we're going to start this road trip and when we start planning
it. If that's the route we go, we'll definitely let you guys know ahead of time.
Like, hey, we're coming down. We want to meet every single one of you and high fives and all that.
That's definitely on Rose's and I's return list.
Cool. All right, so we got the lineup here.
All right, what do we got?
Mandalorian.
Are we doing road trip now that I got it?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Road trip with Rosa, Bob. What were we at last week?
So kind of in the same neck of the woods as the last one. We had to take a friend to York again, and we were actually done with everything by 8:15 in the morning, so I had to kind of reroute everything on the fly.
How many breweries did you get done before 8:15?
No. We took a friend to take care of some affairs.
Oh,
York.
Okay.
They had the first appointment of the day at 8 a.m. and they were literally done by 8:15 and back in the car. So I had to redo everything on the fly. So I found a place in Havre de Grace, Maryland that opened at 9 a.m. So we started the day at Cuxley's Irish Pub, right on the water where the Susquehanna flows into the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, nice.
We had a couple beers there
at 9 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Bob does not play. That's why he's part of our team.
Nice.
So we left there. We headed a little bit farther south. We went to Joppa Town and we had a couple beers at Winter's Run Inn.
I wouldn't be able to fuck with Bob. I'd be down by the second place. I'd be like, I'm going to sleep in the car.
I'm going to be in the car taking a nap.
I'm going to be crying.
Me up at the fifth place.
I'm going to be crying and pissing myself in your car.
So then we headed back up towards Pennsylvania again. It was the earliest actual brewery I could find that opened. We stopped at the Independent Brewing Company in Bel Air, Maryland. I had a fantastic time there. They put all the stickers in the employees' locker rooms.
Oh, cool.
I wasn't able to go back and take a picture, but there is a sticker up on the wall there.
Cool.
You love stickers at this place, right? At
Brewfire.
Yes. Brewfire. The sticker, it's in the men's room.
Is it really? See, if one of you can take a picture of our sticker in your men's room and send it to us, that'd be fantastic.
I'm pretty sure I posted it in the old chat.
We sucked. Yeah, so I was back in the old thing. It was hard to keep track of everything.
But yeah, it's in the men's room.
Did we vandalize our building? Or did they?
No, there's already stuff.
Okay. There. I'm just making sure. Wait, don't go to the men's room.
Cancel the bus trip.
But I'm serious. When I look around, and if I don't see them, I ask.
Yes, that's why you're a representative of our show.
If I see them up already, I assume it's fair
game. I get scared giving people, because I was at a bar one time, and we were handing stickers out, and then I look over, and like someone stuck one on like the TV stand. I was like, I didn't do that. Yeah. You gotta be careful.
We did a flight at Independent Brewing, and then I had a full pour, and we headed out. We tried to go to the Bull's Head in Lititz for lunch on the way home, and unfortunately, we picked the one day a year they closed for employee appreciation. Oh, nice.
Dude, that happened to me at Fourscore when Rish and I went there a few months, like I want to say in September or something.
We planned a trip like this when we did our road trip. We hit 3 places. Like by the time the third one, we were just like, I'm done. I can't drink anymore today. I'm so smashed. Well, the problem was one of the places when we were in Denver, we went to Left Hand Brewing Company, and Left Hand's like, you're a podcast? Yo, check this out. Here's a 95% ABV that we don't sell to the general public. Yeah,
we walked in the Left Hand Stout and said, we're going to get a flight. We're from podcast, and the next
we didn't even say that. We just like, hey, we're from Pennsylvania, we're just here picking up we're on our way home, and they're like, well, what do you, I'm like, well, we do a beer podcast, and like, and we just like casual, and they're just like, yeah, we'll be right back, and the bartender came back with 4 more flights.
Yeah. She just loaded us up, and then she told us about the best lager grade, the brewery down the street with best lager grade in the great,
it was like
brewery,
or whatever. Yeah, it was like one of the best scored lagers.
The perfect score. Or it was like a perfect score. So like, lager. We gotta fucking try that. And then we're over there and having 2 lagers over there.
Yeah.
And then we hit Denver by the third brewery in Denver, like, all right, we're tapping out.
What was the place we went in Denver where it was like the oldest brewery or whatever?
I don't know. We did the heavy metal one.
Oh, heavy metal.
Yeah, we did the heavy metal one. And then did the horror one.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Dude, it was people like, it was like a Starbucks with black walls. They were like people on their coffee. Like, there was like, the music was like at a 2.
We hit one right by the baseball stadium downtown before we.
That's when I was tapped out. I was fucking done by that point.
And we did, before we went into the horror place.
The horror bar was awesome.
We did the trivia in that bar across the street. Did we get something to eat?
Yeah, we ate it. And then by the time we were going to go back to the horror bar for a movie, but it was packed.
The movie had started and it was packed.
Yeah.
Denver's a good town. I like Denver.
John hanging out over on the YouTube side. Thank you, John. If you are new to the YouTube page, help us with a subscribe. We did have a subscribe as the show was going. I missed it, so I didn't get a chance to shout you out. But also Dave says, plus the altitude makes your tolerance drop sharply. Did not even think of that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's science right there. Yeah. Glad you read that off. I'll be right back.
Bob. Where I was going to say, where'd you go next?
So after the Bull's Head was closed, we rolled over to the Parkview Hotel. It was just a couple blocks away. We had a couple there. And then we decided to make an effort to head back towards home. So we went to Paradise by the Slice in Warnersville and shut down on some great pizza. And, nice.
Have you ever been to Island Pizza, Bob?
No,
I always see it on my way back from like the Philly area on 422, and it's like untapped venue, and I always see it, but I never stop.
I'm aware of it, but I haven't been there.
If anyone has been there, it's probably Bob, so I figured I would ask, but shit, all right.
So we're going to have to go there.
Yeah, so Billy, while we're talking, is that a Tom Atkins trading card you have sitting right there?
It's not me, but yes. So whenever you order a shirt or anything off of Fright Rags, they also make these nice little trading cards.
Yeah, I was like, I see so Tom Atkins Halloween 3 screaming in front of Billy.
And then
get yourself some cheap sunglasses. So, that's fucking awesome.
So on the front, it's a trading card. I don't know if you want to hold that up, Bob. So on the front, it's like a trading card. And then on the back, there are film facts.
Cool. Tom Atkins got pneumonia on the set of Halloween 3.
Yes.
That if is Tom Atkins that, is in your movie, he is going to smoke cigarettes, drink beers, and fuck girls. That's what yes. he does.
So, and I don't know what the fun fact is on the back of the.
So this one says, "Get yourself some cheap sunglasses," and it's a still from They Live, which is amazing in the ZZ Top reference. So it says the credited writer Frank Armitage is pseudonym for John Carpenter. Frank Armitage is a reference to the character in Lovecraft's The Dunwich Horror. But I always joke to people about with Tom Atkins that Halloween 3 was a better James Bond movie than No Time to Die. Because it is. Like, I remember Rich had never seen Halloween 3 and we went and watched it probably about a year ago.
Not a bad horror movie.
No, I always argue with people that Halloween 3 is not bad. You just hate it.
Because Michael Myers
isn't in it.
Which John Carpenter, yeah.
The original idea was for it to be an anthology yes. series, and each movie was going to happen on Halloween.
Yeah,
on
Michael Myers was not going to be part of it after the first one because yeah. John Carpenter begrudgingly did Halloween 2.
Yep.
And he tried to kill him in the worst yep. way possible, yes. so they couldn't
and
bring
and
him back.
They brought him back anyway. Yeah. But Halloween 3 is a horribly underrated. And yep. Like I said, we were watching him. I'm like, this is a goddamn good James Bond movie. If you think yeah. about it.
Ronnie hanging out with us on over on YouTube says, I had some Heinekens last night and I banged my head.
I hope they weren't skunked, Ronnie.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm my body feels like I got hit by a fucking train. I was at a wrestling show last night. I'm beat.
All right.
I'm surprised my voice is still here. I was screaming all night.
All right. So beer of the night. Where are we at, gentlemen?
All right, Bob.
Brewery Fire. Thank you guys for hanging out. Yes, chat. Yes,
thank you. Brewery Fire and thank fans. You. I'm not sure who's representing what.
We will definitely be down to we'll let you if we bring a bus, we'll let you know ahead of time. If we're just coming down, we'll probably let you know ahead of time. But
we don't have a lot of breweries who actually share our content. Yeah. So the fact that you guys shared and you guys came through and supported and commented, and because comments all make the algorithm look like good and it gets more eyes on us. I hope you stick around for more episodes. We are here every Sunday, but the support means the world to us. Even if this is your first and last time here, thank you. Seriously.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Well, Tony has fun. A They Live beanie on with the yep. They Live card. Where'd it yep. go?
Oh, it's over there. Over yeah, it's my. I'll be taking.
All right, so here's at the time we're going to vote on our favorite beer of the evening.
I'm going to have Bob go first because you brought the first beer, number
four. It was pretty close between the Executor and
I think it's Executor and, actually
Executor and, yeah and, but I'm gonna go with that was close between that and the Podiatrist.
Okay,
Bill, I'm gonna go the same as Bob. Like, I just like a good West Coast IPA, like that was a good one.
Podiatrist. It was that was a toss-up.
You remember how it works though, Pops.
I know. Either that or it was either Puka or the Podiatrist.
Well, Puka's not in the running.
These two don't count.
That's our bonus.
All right, then.
Executor. Really? Yeah, Executor. That's why number one, the Darth Vader IPA. Of course,
Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
Darth Vader IPA. So when I go beer of the night, like, don't get me wrong, the Podiatrist is yep. my favorite name of all of them because of the reference and that goddamn moth kills me. But to drink all day, the Executor's where I'm at.
It's going to win no matter what I vote, but shockingly, I'm picking my beer of the night for the Podiatrist. I don't score many stouts, if yeah. all any. And I will say this, both, even the dark, like even coffee was in the description. This episode was not for me because we had a dark stout smidgen, which I actually enjoyed, which was good. But I actually got more chocolate from the Podiatrist than I did the raspberry yeah. smidgen.
Yeah.
The Rusty Rail was a golden stout. Oh, delicious. Yep. The dark, even with the coffee, I don't like coffee, but it wasn't. If you're into that, you're going to love that beer.
Yep.
But I actually would pick for my favorite beer of the night. I would want Podiatrist.
My number two, I'll go backwards, is definitely Podiatrist.
All right.
See, yeah. Now this is what's going to make it ironic.
Yeah. So my number two, I would have went with probably the West Coast.
But I'm with Andy Podiatrist.
Yeah, I just swapped them. So number one is going to be the help me out.
Executor.
Executor. Number two, Podiatrist. We'll just go right to number three. I'll go
actually,
first.
Actually, only me and Bob voted on.
Yeah.
On the Podiatrist.
Three is gave Podiatrist.
I'm going to give Podiatrist, but I'm also going to mark in my calendar that Tony voted for a stout.
Yeah, that down. It doesn't happen. No matter what we pick, it doesn't go.
Yeah,
Podiatrist is number two. And I'm not arguing with it at all. So I'll go three. I'm going Jake Rines.
What was the other one?
The brown ale and the red IPA.
The only reason I didn't go with the brown ale is because it was coffee forward, and it's not my favorite. Yeah.
I want to vote Dandelion because obviously Dandelion and all the stuff around in the brown ale, but I'm going to agree on the Jake's Porsche.
That was a good red IPA.
A red IPA. I love it. Yeah. It's really good.
I'm going to say the same because, yeah, it's a red IPA. Also, it's a low ABV, so you can have it all day long.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But, same.
All of them are fantastic.
You think the same, Bob?
But that's I'm going to be the odd man out on this one. I'm picking Dandelion for number three.
We don't have one of the things that we get critiqued on outside of us because people don't comment enough. But like, you guys, all you guys have is IPAs, and like, here's your episode. We had a lot of darker
episode.
Yeah, stouts. This is a very stout forward episode. You can't go wrong. You can if you're literally seriously if you're in Pennsylvania and you're going to Gettysburg, take the 10-minute drive.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. These are all amazing. Brewfire, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yep.
Absolutely. All your beers are, I'm going to vote for all of them for Can Art of the Night.
Yep.
Because they're all fantastic.
Oh, Can Art is,
you know what? The Moth is my favorite, honestly.
I don't
honestly.
Know if I could pick a favorite.
Actually, I'm going the Dandelion.
Really?
Can Art. Yeah.
So I love the Dandelion.
Just because of the backstory.
Well, I get that. I want to say that, but that Moth's face just kills me for some reason.
See, I would say the Moth for me wins name of the night.
Yeah, name of the... Okay, I'll go with that. But the Can Art, the drawing of the Moth is just fucking... As soon as I saw that, like I saw it and I'm like, I love the Norm reference. And then I saw the face of the Moth. I'm like, it just made me crack up for some reason.
Yeah. 12 full ounces of gossip and trickery.
Yeah. Hooking Bob up with these beers. Thank you, Brewery Fire, for hanging out with us in the chat. Your beers are fantastic. We'll definitely get down there.
Dude, every single person who has watched this live or watches it back later, if you do, and you're part of this community, because if I don't know who's a patron at your bar who just tuned in or who actually works there, but we want to meet all of you. When we come down there, please follow us on the, and this is not just to get you to like our page and hang out, but seriously, we want to meet all of you and hang out. We'll put it on social media. The weather is breaking very soon. Did that happen?
We're supposed to get six more weeks of winter, but it's been beautiful this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah,
except for today.
Fuck that thing. Can we just like not have him around anymore?
That's I don't know about over here on my side of the county. I've had to take maybe an inch of snow off the car before I left this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
We had
a dusting.
Yeah, like a dusting.
Yeah.
I think
yeah, like an annoying amount.
Hit harder.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you, Rusty Rail. You We're excited for the collaboration. And then thank you to Breaker and as well as to
Insurrection
for their rum. Bob, what do you got?
You were gonna say something.
Giving, no, I was just waiting for everyone to do their shout out.
Well, good. You can start us with our plugs.
So, the brewery I was at if you're anywhere near Taneytown, don't hesitate to visit the fine people at a Brewery Fire. And my shout out for this episode is for the Independent Brewing Company in Bel Air, Maryland. A bunch of great beers there too. All the people we talked to were fantastic. Check it out. If you're anywhere, that's more closer to York and Hanover, but again, it's just minutes across the state line. Don't be scared to venture south of the Mason-Dixon.
And your shirt today is Stoker's Brewing Company in Tamaqua.
Yes. My hometown first brewery. I'm not sure if he's open today or not. I think he's still on his COVID hours. I know if anyone's out brewery turn today and you're that way, I know that Revere is going to be open for the Super Bowl. I'm not sure.
Are you going back to New York tonight or you're staying for?
No, I got to go back tonight.
All right. Bill.
I chose to wear my Rusty Rail 3/4 sleeve today because of the obvious news. And then
super excited we're going to be on location.
Thank you,
there.
Rusty Rail. It's going to be awesome.
And then hat wise, just wearing the one I got on Tuesday at the Ghost Show.
So cool. Pops.
And then, we went to Trogues before. We tried the Hop Horizon, and they were nice enough to give us a free sample of the dry hopped rice lager.
Oh, nice.
And we also met a representative of Yards that day.
Yes. And we also met our new friend from Brazil.
We met a friend from
Brazil.
Yes.
Yeah.
They make Yards makes a good beer.
Oh yeah.
We're supposed to go to Brazil, but not go to Rio.
Yeah, don't go to Rio. Well, I already knew that. I said don't go to Rio. Yeah. I already have an inside source of Brazil, so this guy was like, "Oh, he knows Brazil," and I was like, "I have family there. I have a brother in Brazil." Love you, Thiago. But this guy was like talking Brazil, and I guess he was like not getting frustrated, but he was also drunk, and he had the accent, and I knew him like perfectly. Everything he was saying, like I was like, "Oh, you're," and he's like, "You're good." I was like, "I'm used to Thiago."
But then the fun part was when we were leaving and going to my car.
Yes,
we ran into him again.
He was hammered by himself.
Hammered, blasting Ghost out of his car, and then asked us to hang out and have a beer with him. And he reached in
and handed us a Yingling.
Yes.
Very nice. So that was that guy you posted.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. And he came. So here's the cool thing with music or anything in general. It could be beer. It could be pop culture. It could be movie, music. This is the beautiful thing about just creativity and someone who creates something. You're a band Ghost. And I know we're really putting Ghost over heavy this episode. But you're a band Ghost from Sweden. And you tour the U.S. And someone from Brazil comes out of their country to come to the United States to not go to one show but three.
Three.
Yep. And he's in the military in Brazil, like spent his hard-earned money. He goes, "I am the lone wolf. I go everywhere alone." And he came to, like, he landed his first show in Pennsylvania, then he went to New York and then New Jersey show. But a band from Sweden got their music reached Brazil for someone to come to America and meet us schmucks in a bar in Troves.
They go to two of the shittiest states besides Pennsylvania.
And it was just like, that's beautiful. That's cool. Like I'd inspire to hopefully one day that someone from another country listens to our podcast and like inspires them to do something cool.
Hey, Tornado Tag's big in Tanzania.
Dude, Tornado Tag is, that's not even a joke. We were number two wrestling podcast in Tanzania for a month and a half. We're number...
No, it's funny because like when you mentioned that before, I looked it up, and not only was it number two in wrestling, but it also ranked in sports in general.
Yeah. So technically, awesome. Right now we're number nine in Tanzania for wrestling podcasts. So if you're into wrestling, Tornado Tag Podcast. Our network, the IWP network, we have a beer show, a cryptid show. It's not all the same people, but you'll see my face in all of them. An interview show, a pop culture show, and I'm missing something.
Beer show.
Beer. There's
we're
five.
We're already on the beer show.
Five. So. There's I'm missing the fifth one.
You got the spooky stuff.
Spooky,
you got
the beer, pop culture, stuff. Interview.
You got the interviews. You got the wrestling.
Wrestling.
You got them all.
Yeah, I got them all. Sorry, I'm an idiot. But yeah, so that's cool. Like, it's really cool to create something that people respond to.
Definitely awesome. What do you got, Pops? You got anything to talk about?
Bike season is starting up. I just did my first ride yesterday down in Hancock, Maryland.
Pops, where do you recommend me going to get my bike serviced?
There's a bike shop in Pottsville right now.
There's a bike shop in Pottsville. Oh, I have not been there, but I take my stuff to the guy out in Tamaqua.
DNA?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have a specialized 29er with hydraulic brakes that I need to get taken care of.
Rich is a specialized guy.
Cool.
Nice. A lot of people in the chat real quick saying there are a lot of more fans. We spent a lot of money at the brewery. We started as Patreons and become friends. We love Brewfire. That's awesome.
Cool.
When you're a good enough brewery that you're willing to listen to a podcast because someone recommended it or they shared it, you guys are doing a great job as a brewery.
Hanging out with us.
I got the Bangin' Beers podcast shirt on purely coincidental. I just grabbed it and packed my bag for the weekend.
Nice. Well,
just like you, Dad. Wayne said, "I just bought one of your t-shirts and I will wear it behind the bar when it arrives."
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank Absolutely. You so much, Wayne. That means the world to us.
Absolutely. But other than that, nothing much going on. It's busy season at work. So I got 1-2 meetings.
What the hell's your crab apple hat?
Oh, it's a golf course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, crab apples are good for throwing at your buddies.
Erie? Oh, yeah.
I think
we used to play crab apple baseball all the time.
I think it's up in the Erie area.
Okay.
My uncle had a crab apple tree and we just fucking either pitch them at a tree or play baseball with them.
Yeah. Well, Andy and I did not coordinate our t-shirts today. It just happened to work out that way. But what do you got to plug?
Me and Fody have an acoustic project coming out soon. Yeah. Our goal is to play a lot different shit than every other acoustic act in the area plays.
You're not going to do Please Tell Me Why or Sum 41 or...
No. We have a whole list of songs that are going to be fucking cool. We have a female singer involved, and our goal is not to shit on any of my friends that are doing acoustic stuff, But we just want to do a little something different. And we have a bunch of ideas for some. I'm not gonna lie, it's probably gonna be 90% L's and Chains though. But but we got some. We get some.
Play real, Nutshell.
Except for Nutshell, we won't play Nutshell because everyone plays Nutshell. But we have some cool stuff with that coming along. Hopefully within the next 2 months we'll be ready, because we don't want to play until we're ready to go.
Yeah, so, if you are listening to the intro and outro music, that is actually Andy and Fody's band.
No, it is.
Yeah, Faith in Exile. So Andy next to me is a very talented musician, singer. He does it all. He's very, really good. So definitely check out their band, Faith in Exile.
But yeah, so that acoustic thing, we're really proud of the songs we're putting together, because like I said, it's just something different.
Yeah.
And I think it's gonna be really cool for you. But people are gonna love it.
I got a question. Are you doing Brewfest? Skookfest?
Wait.
Skookfest.
Skookstock.
Skookstock. No. Skook.
Oh, Brewfest?
Brewfest.
Oh yeah, we'll be at Brewfest.
Yeah. Brewfest. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Brewfest. In July.
Skookstock is July 30th. Skook, yeah, yeah.
not Skookstock.
Yeah, that was that might be the one.
Skookfest in Pottsville.
The Brewfest, yes. We will be July 30th is the Skookfest.
Yes. We will be at.
We will be there. Tickets are not on sale yet, but once they are, we'll share that all up too. But we'll definitely be there.
Yeah, I didn't know if they went on sale yet. I know it's
not yet. It's dates announced. Tickets are not on sale yet, but we'll 100% be there.
Cool. Yeah. That's like our boys at Pilgrim run that. So we will support them with anything they do. All I got is the IWEP network. Like I said, all the shows, if you want to support us, we're usually live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. If you want to check out every Tuesday, it rotates between the pop culture show, video games, comic book movies, as well as the supernatural show that rotates every Tuesday. Every Thursday night at 8 o'clock is our wrestling show. In the chat, I was asked, what wrestling show did I go to? I went to a local independent show called PPW. I actually do wrestling commentary there. I get to call some matches, which is a lot of fun. I'm just a guy who was talking wrestling in my kitchen, and now I'm doing commentary and helping with meet and greets and hanging out with some of the legends of our business. How the fuck did this happen?
Yeah.
Like, what? All right, first off, we're going to be at a millionth canning of Fog Monster in April. I met Earl Hebner last night.
Again.
Yeah. Again. Like, we've started talking in our kitchen and we're doing cool shit.
Is Rusty Rails the millionth can of Fog Monster, or just their
millionth can of Fog Monster?
They've got to be over a million cans total.
Oh, total. Oh, yes, this is their millionth canning of Fog Monster itself,
which is like their flagship. So it's like one of their most popular. So that's just the fact that they even invited us is fucking sick. And thank you. I'm having a brain fart at his name, from the guy that we met twice now at Little Brown Barrel.
Oh, Matt.
Matt. Thank you, Matt. He definitely put that together for us. We went and supported the Tap Takeovers, and he put us in contact with everybody at, actually,
Matt from Dirdac.
Yeah.
Dirdac Distributing.
Yeah. Thank you, man. That's seriously.
Yeah, like, really appreciate it, Matt. So you put us in contact. We've had a good time with you every time we hung out with you. So
every single thing we've done so far in this entire network has been word of mouth, of just people telling other people and supporting and buying merchandise and just talking, because we're not paying Facebook to promote us. So seriously, like, I literally left the show last night. I dropped Ryan off, and I was just on my way home from wrestling show, and I was like, just to the wrestling alone, I'm not talking about the other five shows, the fact that we go to like places that they don't even let Jack and Ozzy Osbourne in, but they let us go every year, like the Jim Thorpe prison. It's just an awesome moment, like, and I'm very thankful to everybody. It's been awesome.
Or, but if you let Jack and Ozzy Osbourne in, can I come?
Yes. Or, that's exactly what I said too.
Or your last interview, you recorded too.
It's that's dropping this
fucking
week.
Porky Pie Pat.
Yeah, that's a local legend.
County outdoor legend.
Yep. And I guess he went back to work the next day and like talked to everybody, like how much of a good time he had. And everyone he worked with were like reaching out, like, Porky Pie won't shut up about you.
That's awesome.
So I was like, that's super. So realistically, I do an interview show where I try to find local gems, not just my community, but around the world. So I am open to talk to everybody. But for right now, I'm just kind of getting people in my own backyard until it gets big enough. And then I can kind of add here and there. But there's a guy who literally been coming to every one of our elementary schools for the last 30 years. And he would just tell you about natural wildlife. I actually told him about New Trail, how they make beers about national parks. He thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yep.
But
did Batman drop?
Huh?
Did the Batman?
Yeah. John Cusack. I had him. He was the 2-time Monster Jam winner. He drove the Batman monster truck. Like, just a lot of cool experiences where people in our community who have done really neat things, whether it be on a grand scale or just affecting kids every day in a school. Like, I just try to do those fun moments, and it just, I don't know, I got really like sentimental and reflective the past, like over the past 24 hours, of just like how insane these opportunities have been.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's just really cool, and I appreciate all you guys for for being here with me and everyone who watches along. Last beer.
Cheers for all you guys hanging out with us tonight.
Cheers.
Hey, cheers. And thank you, Brewery Fire, for hanging out and everything.
Last beer in the chat says thank cheers all. Thank you. Out. Seriously, it means the world. It truly, truly does. Someone who just willing to buy our t-shirt or support or come in a comment in a live stream.
And
means
it makes it so much more fun when people are interacting with us too. Like, a lot of podcast formats is record and post, but like to do the live thing with you guys interacting with us is a lot of fun. And it kind of tailors where we go, because then we start feeding off what you guys are doing to us. So please tell your friends.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you guys so much. Banging Beers Podcast. Like I said, Faith in Exile, if you want to check him out, that's the guy to my left with the beautiful Trogues hat. That's his band. So you're going to hear him tear up on the guitar.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Go Bengals, because I like you better.
I don't care who wins.
You have cooler helmets.
Just I wear more than 50 points. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. So it's good that a West Coast IPA won, and the halftime show is basically all West Coast rappers.
Yeah, West Coast rappers.
See you, bye.
Later. I did not mean to do that. I hit the wrong button. Bye-bye.